necesitamos una amiga especial. Pero, ¿qué tal si nuestra amistad no solo es divertida, sino que nos lleva más cerca de Dios?
¡Yes!
¡Sí! ¡Sí! Esta es mi historia de amistad con Mallory. A partir de ahorita, vamos a poner los subtítulos en español para la traducción. Don't worry, we're going to be speaking in English now. From now on.
Okay, English.
Good. Okay, Val. So, how long have we been friends? August, 5 years. Mallory's favorite story to tell.
Ah, I love telling the story.
How we met.
Okay, so it was the first day in college. It was my second year, her first year, but it was our first day on the same campus, okay?
Yes.
And we were taking an acting class. We're going around the room introducing ourselves, you know, the normal.
You had to go stand in front of the entire class.
Fernanda gets up to give hers, and she goes, "Hi, I'm
Fernanda Posadas."
And I went, "Excuse me?"
In front of everyone.
"Can you say that again?"
And I go, "Yeah, Fernanda Posadas."
"I just love your name. Oh my gosh."
Like, we're all exiting to our next class.
And I ran and caught up with her and said, "Hey, can you say your name again? It was so pretty."
I was already uncomfortable at this point.
Yeah, we're best friends now, though.
You hold me accountable, mm-hmm. and then I hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some ways that we hold each other accountable.
I think with the distance, holding each other accountable has looked a little bit differently now.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about what goes on in your day-to-day life anymore. Mm-hmm. So you have to, like, actually tell me what's going on for me to be able to hold you accountable. So it's definitely added, like, a new level of trust between the two of us, I think.
Yeah, it definitely has. Because recently...
Sometimes it takes you a little too long to tell me when something happens.
This happened. That's why she brought it up. I did something, and I didn't want to tell her because I was nervous of, like, how she would react, because it matters to me, okay? It matters. And then one day, we hadn't, like, FaceTimed in a long time. We just text every now and then, and, mm-hmm. and then I kind of went radio silent.
I didn't know that anything was going on. I didn't know that anything was wrong. I just got in my car, and not a thought in my head except call Fernanda. And so without 2 seconds, I just go, "Hello?"
And then I start the conversation normally, and then I just word vomit everything that was going on. Like, I could not hide it anymore. Like, I literally wanted to cry just because I didn't tell her. And then she met me with so much grace that I literally wanted to cry. I'm a crier, though.
And I think that's an important thing to remember in a good, like, Christian relationship like this, is that while we do hold each other accountable and we don't let each other make those mistakes and just let it slide, we do still give each other grace. I think we understand that there's a time and a place for everything. So there is a time where, you know, I do have to be like, "No, that was very wrong of you. You shouldn't have done that. Like, you know better." But there's also a time when you're like, "Okay, you knew that was wrong, but I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to harp on you. I'm not going to give you a hard time about it. We're going to move on. You realize that was a mistake and you're not going to do it again." Right? And then we
right.
move on. And then we move on. And that's the end of that.
We love each other, but we also love our differences. So I was not born and raised in the U.S. I moved here 9 years ago, and then she obviously She was born and raised here. Her whole life has been here. So the difference in our cultures, like, sometimes my English is not the best. But she's patient with me.
Sometimes I don't know how to help you.
True! Hey, English is hard, okay?
It is.
It is hard.
Any relationship, regardless of how you met the person or what the dynamic is, you choose to have a relationship with that person. Right? And we do that every day. We choose each other. Like, we've fought before.
Mm-hmm. Like, not crazy big fights, but...
But at the end of the day, like, I've always known that she's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not going anywhere. Like, this is still going to be a friendship. We're gonna still going to, like, work through whatever issues we have. I think that's what I love the most about this friendship, is that I know that, like, not only have I chosen you, but you've chosen me.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter how far apart we are or what we have to go through. Like, at the end of the day,
we're there for each other.
Yeah, I know that I have you.
Our focus in our friendship is not us. And that's weird to say, but our focus is on the Lord. Just how God shows us unconditional love, that's what we are taught to do with any relationship that you have. You have to learn to see other people through Jesus' eyes. Like Mallory said, we all make mistakes. At one point, I might hurt her in the future even more than what I've already hurt her. But if I go genuinely and I apologize for what I did, Mallory is a good Christian. It's in her decision-making process to forgive me and love me and understand that I messed up real bad this time. But that she loves me and she will forgive me. And so if Mallory does something like that, I also need to love her, see her through Jesus' eyes and forgive her and just be there for one another. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like the main, like the most important ingredient in any friendship. Mm-hmm. Is just putting yourself last and putting the other person before you, and Jesus number one, obviously. We both help each other in our spiritual growth. Like, we know that we don't have all the answers, but we go to one another and we're like, what do you think about? Sometimes we just have phone conversations or in-person conversations about our faith. Mm-hmm. And like, we ask those tough questions. Like, we've had conversations about spiritual gifts. There's a lot of debate that goes with spiritual gifts and which spiritual gifts are still happening, which ones are not, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or a difference in denominations. Thankfully, we're both Baptists. We both grew up Baptist, but I'm the Latina Baptist, and then she's a Southern Baptist. There's differences between us, too, which at my church, we clap. When I've been to her church, they don't clap.
Hey, they used to. Okay.
Really?
They used to.
What happened?
I don't know. Yeah. We like to talk about, well, where do you think the Bible stands on this or this, or what do you know about this subject, you know? So I think that's the other cool thing, is like having somebody to talk about.
To discuss your faith with. Mm-hmm.
And not just like the surface level, like, mm-hmm. Oh, I love Jesus.
Because anyone can say they love Jesus.
But yeah, we talk about like, okay, well, what does that actually mean? Like, what does that look like on a daily...
How can you apply it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which that's pretty cool. Not all the friendships. I have other Christian friends, you know, that they say they're Christians, but I don't get to the same level as I do with Mallory. We ask those tough questions that sometimes we don't want the answers to. Mm-hmm.
I prayed for years. I mean, like, my entire high school career. Prayed and prayed that God would send me a godly friendship. Like, I craved this so bad, and he finally delivered the best thing ever. Don't let that get to your head.
And once you find someone, which is, where can you find these people? We found each other in college. Mm-hmm. In our career, which our career is far from Jesus related.
How did that work out?
I don't know.
The irony in that.
Yes. It's hard. We can talk about about this in the future, like how, what it is like to be a Christian in a career that literally does not respect the Lord sometimes.
Yeah.
But we found each other in the darkness. Like, literally, we were both the two Christian girls there, whenever we were there, like, at the beginning, we were both the two Christian girls, and we were afraid to talk our truth, but then we found each other just by, like, we started hanging out with doing homework together.
Yeah, we had to do homework for our acting class, and guess who got her to do homework with her?
She did. You never know where you will find your friend. Or friends in plural. But once you find them, take care of that friendship.
Y recuerden, si ustedes encuentran una amistad que esté enfocada en el Señor Jesús, cuiden esa relación, protejan esa relación y siempre sean intencionales con sus amistades. No tengan miedo de demostrar lo mucho que aman al Señor. Y nunca olviden que aquí todas somos chicas amadas.